Hi there. Happy Tuesday and welcome to Sacred Embers Roundtable Discussion. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with Natasha and Jan and 704. That's Shannon joining us too. Oh my goodness.
All right.
Okay, we're getting the team together. Shannon, welcome. Jan, Natasha. The topic tonight. Hi. Anyway,
this
is very, very informal. We've all got our pajamas on, and we have no structure to this, but we are looking at the cosmic and spiritual significance of December 21st, 2021. There's a whole lot of shifting going on, but this marks a huge shift, and our host for tonight and our guide on this journey is going to be Natasha Scott, who's with us right now. So I'm going to turn this over to Natasha and let her guide this and share the information she's got about this, and then we'll take it round the table and see what everybody's got on their minds too. So happy wandering, and Natasha, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Lynn. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Hello.
Right.
Everyone say
okay,
hello.
So tonight. Hi, Natasha. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Hi. Good evening, everybody.
If you guys want to, I'll take turns saying your name and what you do. We can start with that if you want.
Perfect.
With who?
Okay, so we're going to have Shannon.
You know what?
We all go silent.
It's okay. It's all good.
I think it's been a while since we've all worked together, but I'll tell you what, we could lead off. I know Jan's written a couple of pieces of poetry for this topic. So, Jan, would you like to lead us off by reading the poems you've got for this? Perfect. Go right ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, so I have a few here, and what happened was, after Lynn was asking us to, she brought up doing the show, that night, I woke up in the morning, and I just got all this information, and I wrote the poems from waking up in the morning. I was right in bed writing the poems, so, and also, I was getting George Harrison in my mind, and he was sending me songs, just bam, right into my ears, and I was like, what? And
wow.
I think he was trying to help me with doing this, you know, I mean, and so I guess I should start off with that poem, since I just mentioned him. It's called We Are Now 5D. And he was singing the song, Give Me Love, Give Me Life, you know, that one. And so I all of a sudden just started writing this because of that. So it goes, it's called We Are Now 5D. Let's be love, let's be life, let's be free on this earth. Let's be harmony, let's be enough, let's be lovers for every second of this rebirth. I am black, I am white, I am brown, red, yellow, pink, and blue. I am left, I am right, I am me, I am you. Let us flee through the debris as we stumble and soar this incredible journey. Can we be hand in hand, eyes to eyes, hearts to hearts, with more hellos and less goodbyes? We are us. We are them. We are united. We are all a sacred gem. Let us survive and thrive peacefully, joyfully, and thankfully as we are now 5D. So that was that one. And then let me go to the beginning. The first one is called Wild and Free 5D. We are wild and free. Let the miracle of our spirit ascend us. We are blissful and alive for our soul to see as we fly into 5D. And this one's called 5D Hospitality. In the midst of this creation, God gives us determination to contemplate our reality. As we continually are adjusting in this infinity, the personality of duality, that has been our commonality until now. We are ascending and joining the 5D hospitality. And this one is called, I only have a few more left. If
This is called If Thoughts Were Rainbow, Raindrops. If Thoughts Were Raindrops. If love is an angel, it will wrap its wings around us to feel safe in this dimension. If surrender were chocolate, we could nibble it all day and feel its ecstasy gently deliver our ascension. If life were a bird, it will fly us through the spheres and into eternity. We will live wild and free. If thoughts were raindrops, we will storm, lightning, and flood, and then become a rainbow into 5D. And this one is called Earth Spheres Ascension. When I was just a little girl, I fell through the Earth spheres in the thinnest of air into a magical mystery tour. Where I was, I couldn't be sure. I couldn't control it. I had gone into a glitch. I was meant to experience it. I fell into a ditch. Help! I'm one of the lost people. I don't understand this ascension. Help! I feel like I'm getting smothered. I need to get out. I don't need this detention. I couldn't control it. I had gone into a glitch. I was meant to experience it. I fell into a ditch. And that's the end of that. That's actually a true story. And so the last one is called Prayer for the World. And it goes, the light of the world, we are beholden to you. Please take care of us, the light from heaven. Please see us through. So many have gone, so many are still ill. We get on our knees and pray for God's healing and pray for God's will. The light of the universe, we ask for your divine powers to shine on us, to deliver us. Some of us are broken. Some of us have ailments and struggling in these hours. The light of our souls, hear our prayer. We have surrendered and we do declare. We are grateful. We are peaceful. We are ready to transition into the majestic and bountiful. We are there in 5D. 5D, we are there. That's it. Sorry. And that's cool. That. There it is.
Excellent.
Wow. Jan, that really captured the moment.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Wonderful. Okay, Natasha, back to you. I think we've got a little bit of a sound disturbance going on. Has anyone got a fan on or something like that?
I wonder if it's mine, Lynn. It's Mary. I'm in the car, but I really wanted to join.
I'll put myself on mute, though. That's okay. We've got, so far we've got Jan, we've got Natasha, Mary, and Shannon, and we've got a couple of, I think, there's callers on hold, and we will try to get to questions at the end of the discussion. Oh, yeah, Mary, if that was you, it has stopped now. So, sorry, Natasha, I'm going to turn that back to you, and if you can enlighten us on December 21st,
okay,
that would be awesome, and
okay,
the shift. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Okay, so I just want to say again, Jen, those poems, you know, nailed it. That was really awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Everyone felt that.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad. Thank you.
You're welcome. So December 21st, 2021, the winter solstice, is going to be a big day for ascension. We are like fully entering 5D. Now, I think there's like debate. You know, are we entering 5D as a place, or are we on a personal journey? We're achieving that level personally in your own spiritual journey. And I think the answer is both. That's my conclusion and my opinion. I mean, I want to hear everyone else's opinion as well. But I think it's both. And I think between now and then, there's still a lot of truths that are going to come out in the media. And also not in the media, probably whistleblowers. There's a lot that needs to come to the surface to be healed. And so that's why we're seeing all kinds of crazy things in the news. There's the Epstein, Ghislaine case. And then when you see the co-defendants on that, it's like, oh, wow, that really goes deep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then up here, I'm in Canada, so up here in Canada, we had all these burial sites for the Native children in our country. And, You know, when that came out in the news, to me, I mean, I had heard a little bit of the whispers from Native people I know, but to have it come out in the news and to see that these things were going on is very, like, shocking and saddening.
Mm-hmm.
And just that the Canadian government took the children away from their parents. I mean, really? Come on. Usually children should be with their parents. You know, it's a rare case where they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to see more new things like that, and it's to heal it. So when we hear about these things, it's not about to, you know, go into depression and all that. What we want to do is we want to send our heart energy to it. We want to send love to it so it can heal.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to send love and healing to the people that experienced it and all the relatives, because the ancestors play a big role in all of these situations. So, because basically we want to heal the past, you know, on every level with every human on Earth, so that we can wipe the slate clean and start a new beginning, especially this year, with this 5D energy, with the solstice energy. Plus, we have the two solar eclipses. We had a solar
mm-hmm.
eclipse, a lunar one. No, not solar. Lunar on November 19th. And then we're having a full solar eclipse on December 4th. Eclipses
mm-hmm.
have strong energy that lasts at least 6 months. And that gives us, again, a chance. Is your job working? Are your relationships working? Are your friendships working? It gets you to reevaluate everything. And are you being the best you with all your choices? And going into December 21st, we want to be our best selves, because we want to be very high vibration, so we can embrace that 5D energy with a 5D heart, ideally. And we're human. We can't have a 5D heart 24 hours a day, but, you know, depending on what we focus on, we can do a good part of the day in the heart space.
Beautiful.
So, thank you.
That's brilliant.
Go ahead. Well, I was also going to say our abilities that we have right now, they're about to go like 100-fold before the end of the year and into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I'm noticing it already with my own abilities. I don't know if you ladies are, like, that you see more, you feel more, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I just want to read a little blurb that might help people understand the 5D. It isn't a place we're traveling to. It's a state of consciousness. And the more people
mm-hmm.
move into 5D, the more humans will experience oneness, radical forgiveness, unconditional love, and manifest at a faster rate and a feeling of being supported by the energy as our dreams and purpose begin to unfold. I thought that summed it up nicely, because as you say, Natasha, everything's speeding up, and I personally have been observing your healing work. Like, talk about boom. That's just astonishing. And I'm amazed.
Thank
you. I'm amazed at the people's abilities around me. Shannon, you sent a really interesting article, the one that you sent from, what's her name? Sorry, my brain's falling out. I can't think of the woman's name. Belinda Dunn. I'm sorry. There we go.
Yeah.
That was a really interesting, if you wanted to, like, let her rip on that a little bit. That was, it's Belinda C. Dunn, and it's What's Up, I guess, is her blog, eh? You can look that up.
Hmm.
AstroDelight.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat.
Oh,
for people
you.
To go to. But she really gave some interesting information from an astrological standpoint of the transitional period we're in right now, and the month of December in particular, and how we're moving forward. And I found it very interesting that she pointed out that the current alignment of the larger planets, and we're talking Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto and Neptune, and the influences that they have on a collective level, when they were in this particular alignment last was in 1776, which, as we know, was the Revolutionary War of creating the United States of America. And that's also why it seems like ever since the shift moved into this phase, it seems like, you know, the USA has been a very focal point of seeing all the needs to be changed, all the areas that, you know, of life that are a little dysfunctional on a large scale, and a lot of dysfunction being shown. But it's an example of a very diverse collective in a concentrated area on the planet, since it's a country of immigrants. And it has a very bloody history as well, going even back to the first families. And I'm talking the first natives, not first families presidencies. We're like tribes, the first families here, you know. And, you know, there's a long bloody history throughout the planet that became very concentrated in this particular section of the world from the conglomeration of the various immigrations, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why it seems like this is such a highlighted, concentrated area that we're seeing on a global scale, struggling with the shift of 5D becoming a reality within such a fluctuating, we'll use that word,
yeah.
Nice, fluctuating society, right?
Yeah.
We're all trying to stretch and grow, and some of us are really bumping into each other, and it's a little ugly. But it's also, you know, this is how we help humanity to shift. You know, 3D isn't going to leave Earth. It'll still be available for those that need that experience, you know. So this isn't to scare anybody about 5D or make you put expectations on yourself like you're not living up to your spiritual or enlightenment self because you think you're not at that level. It is allowing a range of frequency and diversity of these dimensions to be accessible on a regular daily basis for humanity to access, which we had a long, long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Until we needed to get stupid for a while. Yeah. There's a little tea for you. And our buddy Ryan said, of course he was coming tonight. There was no way he was missing out on being in a room full of a bunch of beautiful women. So, and he loved your poems, Jan. You always rock it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But you know what, Shannon? I'm so glad you said that. I knew he was going to be here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I love listening to you and what you say. You're so brilliant. And Natasha, so were you. Oh, my God, both of you.
Yeah.
You blow my mind.
Thank you.
It's really neat to hear what you say.
Yeah. I read, too.
Pretty up
oh,
on
I was just going to say. Sorry?
I said Shannon's pretty up on her astrology.
Oh, I know. I think we're very blessed to have, you know, what a team, you know. And I learned so much from all of you. I read, too, that not everyone on Earth is going to choose to move into the 5D frequency. Like, some people will still stay behind in the 3D. It's not it's not that they're, like, left behind or anything, but it's their choice to learn from the denser energy of the 3D experience. So
that's right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's still a personal journey.
It is. And I imagine it's what the soul needs in this experience, too, what they choose to do.
Right.
Should we look at, I'd love to look at some of these physical experiences people are having. There's a whole list of things that are happening to people. And because I've been working with clients, I've been hearing this from them. So there's things like ringing in the ears as we tune to new frequencies. People are waking up in the wee small hours, you know, between 2 and 4 p.m. or a.m., sorry, when the veil is thinner. Vivid dreams, crazy dreams. Fatigue, that was a big one for all of us, I think. Hey, we're just like, I'm so tired. there's, you know, some people are getting headaches. They talk about dehydration, and I've been noticing that too. Weird.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's, yeah. There's dizziness and shape-shifting. I don't know, have any of you guys felt that strange sort of, kind of in and out of the world?
I've had so much dizziness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Lots of dizziness.
And, yeah. And you see things vanishing and flickering. You're going to catch things out of the corner of your eye.
Oh, yeah.
Toothaches, they're talking about. Voicing the truth, causing sort of pain around the head area. Tingles. Yeah, the spiritual tingles that we get. Appetite swings. Cold and feeling cold, or you know, trying to regulate your temperature, emotional instability, and as we like bring up the old and move it on, it's such a shift, and it's this fear and anger and sadness that you're going to be feeling. It's like a letting go, and feeling homesick for a place you don't even know, and not feeling like you belong.
Yes.
And, yeah, is it fair to call this ascension? Like, it sounds like we're, like, climbing a hill, but it seems to be ascension symptoms that I'm reading off here.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I have one extra I'd like to add, and I think someone in the background's doing dishes.
Oh. busy,
but
busy.
Stop doing the dishes.
That was my daughter.
You know how they get grounded for not doing the dishes? They're getting grounded for doing the dishes.
That's hilarious.
The other thing I was going to say, I don't know if you guys experience this or if it's a Natasha special. I go to bed and I honestly can't tell if I was sleeping or awake. And I think it means I'm going out of body, and it's very annoying.
Oh, that's very cool. Yes.
Wow.
Do you guys have that too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Awake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to start doing that because it was too busy. People wanted to have conversations. It was too busy. So I do all my work outside of the body, so it's pretty much like lights out and then lights are on. Boom, boom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for last night, because I was visiting Tina in her dream. So I found out this morning. That was a new one. Well, for the two of us. But yeah, our beautiful Tina Gordon couldn't join us tonight, and she's hopefully listening in. So we love you, Tina, and we send lots of love to you and your family. But yeah, last night I was in a dream with Tina, and I wake up this morning, and I have a very vivid memory of it that, you know, was like very urgent. And so I called her, and I was like, hi. So I dreamed about you last night.
Wow.
And left her a voicemail, and she called me back, and she was like, tell me about your dream. And I told her, and she was like, okay, so let me tell you what I was dreaming. And she describes this thing, and I'm like, I was there. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh,
oh
my goodness.
Right.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a trip.
That's what's happening.
You were in the astral together. That's fantastic. You know, that's you weren't
and
just
dreaming.
And
I mean, Tina
Good
and I have never met. I live in North Carolina. She lives in Massachusetts. You know, we have this spiritual connection and friendship. But yeah, I ended up completely in her dream. And
wow.
Kept having the message to call her, reach out. She needs you, call, call. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to leave her a little voicemail. And I did, and she calls me back, and she's like, this is only
wow.
the dream, because I had this dream, and I need to talk about it. And I said mine, and then she goes, oh, my God. So, and I went, ah.
That's very cool.
There. Yeah. And so, yeah, that is something that is going to be happening to people more
yeah.
common. Like, you know how you
yeah.
have... Some people have it with a particular family member, you know, and some moms have it
mm-hmm.
with their kids where it's like, you
mm-hmm.
know, I need to make that phone call or, you know, things like that, that some of us as mediums we've worked with for a while of like, yeah, I keep hearing that person's name. I need to make that phone call. I need to stop by their house and check in. Something's, you know, spirit's like, reach out, reach out. And it, some people look at us and go, boy, you guys are really kind of crazy. But that's actually going to become more normal with,
finally,
as we transition
yeah.
into this new year of people who aren't even awakened to themselves yet are like, why am I having premonitions? Why am I having these, like, urgencies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a big reason why there's such a large group of us that needed to do this work when we were called to it. I mean, there's some of us here on the air. We've been around the block for quite a few years now. But this is so that we can anchor it, because humanity doesn't hold on to changes unless there's enough of us to anchor it in and hold the space for it to stay. Because it takes generations. You know, for humanity to adapt, it takes generations. And we are those generations shifting it and anchoring it into the planetary consciousness for not only the cleaning of the blood that we've done for several, you know, centuries, which... You know, when we look at it on a collective level, on a higher consciousness, not only are we helping the planet then for the climatic changes and evolution that the human DNA is going to need to adapt through, but we are also cleaning the past of our own past life crap and all of that congestive energy that has held humanity back from a lot of ability of growth and a lot of experiencing each other on deeper levels than we've allowed ourselves to go. We've become very superficial and very judgmental of the skin level of an individual and even communities and collectives of people, right? So this is that
mm-hmm.
stripping of the skin on all layers of being. You know, this portal that's going to happen from the 12th to the 21st, those who've already awakened, yeah, for us it's going to be like, damn it, you mean I got to do that again? I got to freaking look at that one more time. I thought I cleaned that closet. Damn it, that freaking skeleton jumped back in that bitch. What the hell?
Oh, my God, Shannon.
Oh, my goodness. That's so true.
But it's so that we can help everybody else deal with their closets opening when they don't want them to.
It can be so scary. You know, a first-time experience of anything metaphysical can be freaking. And I know a lot of people are freaking out at the changes they're feeling. They don't know where to turn or what to do. But I think that's why we encourage people to develop their abilities, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it's like piano playing. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And you can withstand all these changes. And I was just thinking about resistance, too. Like, when we resist all the things, all the ascension symptoms we're going through, it just makes it harder. It's like Shannon's like, we got to do this again. And yeah, we're like, no, but it's kind of important to just like, let it happen and trust the process, as scary as that may be. But yeah, I love the idea of our building a foundation. The ones who went through all the muck and the rubble of building that foundation for others to come. And yeah, we've already been through the bashing, the spiritual bashing, right? So.
Very true, Lynn.
Yeah,
very true. I wanted to add too and talk about, you know, with religions, some religions are waiting for Jesus to come back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people with our collective, they depend on politicians, they depend on the government, they want a savior to save them, and we need to stop
right.
that. We need to step into our sovereignty. We need to mm-hmm. know that we're the one we've been waiting for. Because
yeah.
when we depend on organizations or someone like Jesus, we're giving our power away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very good point.
I love that, Natasha. This is Mary. I just got chilled from head to toe when you said that. Because, yes, we need to awaken.
Thank you, Mary.
And stop
mm-hmm.
yes.
having the government run
yes.
our lives, really.
Yes. But yeah. as we can see, you know, they've used this opportunity now with COVID to take away a lot of our freedoms. Everybody really needs to wake up. And one intuitive I was talking to, what she said, and I think it's a great idea, that wherever you are, if you're at a shopping mall, if you're at the office, wherever you are, telepathically send that message to everyone around you to wake up.
Mm.
You know, so we can hopefully, if we do that, I think we can help more people get to 5D so they don't have to,
yeah.
you know, be in the 3D suffering longer than they need to be. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Learning through suffering almost.
Yeah.
We just had Liz joined us. Liz Pfister just joined us. Hi, Liz.
Hi. How are you, ladies?
Welcome.
Hello.
Should get Mary and Liz to put their 2 cents worth into the conversation. And also, hi, Kay Oates in the in the chat room. Glad to see you. Lovely to see you, darling. Go ahead, Liz, Mary.
Go ahead, Mary. I'm just catching up here a second.
Okay. So what I had to say was similar to what the ladies were saying, but, you know, I've heard channelings from Jesus, and basically he's saying we are one, basically. Like, we shouldn't have this division within ourselves. It's only we're one, you know, basically. Like, there's no right or wrong. You know, people have choices, and those are the choices they've made. For us, it's not the right choice, right? We all have our choice to make in life, and that's why some people will stay in 3D and some people will be in 5D, because, you know, we've chosen differently from those that, you know, have chosen, you know, other paths, basically. You know, I'm just getting home from visiting my mom. I had a whole bunch of notes on this, so I'm glad. I'll let Liz chime in now, but, you know, I just had so much to discuss because it was just so amazing. I was so excited. But,
brilliant.
Yeah, mostly everything that I've heard is the same thing, you know, like, you know, the choices that we have to make and to stop living in fear. You know, because
yes.
what the government is doing is putting fear into us and controlling us, and we have to stop
yes.
that.
Thank
so,
you, Mary.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I have no 3D job, so this is me now. So spiritually, it's 100%. That's what I'm going to give it. So, you know, my journey begins. Fully, 100%.
That's awesome.
Not a 5D job.
Awesome.
I mean, this is my 5D now. No 3D
cool.
job.
Beautiful.
So this will be my life. To help others awaken.
Beautiful.
And I just have to say, like, I've had a friend that, you know, I've helped awaken, and just to see her transformation within, like, I just met her in August, but I've seen her transformation from August to now, and she's just like, Mary, my ears are popping. Mary, I see sparkles. Mary, like, I see things, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so amazing because, you know, and she sees all the synchronicity, all the numbers that I see, so I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're going through ascension. You're, like, awakening, and she's so excited, and it's just like being that teacher is so amazing. So, anyway, that's my excitement, and I'm going to go get my notes to put in another couple of sets in there.
Lovely.
But this is such a great show.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I agree with Mary. Really, teaching people and seeing them come to life is just amazing. I know when I really connected with my teacher 5 years ago and, like, kind of opened this connection that I had more to me than what I, you know, was living at the time, and started to walk in a spiritually aligned path and tuning into my guides and all of those things, how much stuff changed and how much my life became easier. And now how things are just, like, falling in my lap, like it's Christmas every day with things that are arriving that I know I asked 4 years ago, and now they're here, and I'm like, oh, but, like, so much I almost forgot that I asked for them. but to see, you know, because at first I thought, oh, people are going to think I'm one of these kooky, weird ladies. And as you start talking about it, right, more and more people are open to the concept of angels and other dimensions and all those things than you think are. And if they aren't, as you plant little seeds and not necessarily even force all of this stuff onto them, if you just say a little thing, like tell them to make a small shift in their day, and they come back the next day and they're like, you know what? Thanks for that. It really made my day. It really made everything easier. It's so beautiful. And then they start to awaken on their own because they become curious. They become, because it's like being a kid in a candy store. It doesn't get old. It doesn't stop being fun or exciting. Every time you see a synchronicity or, you know, at our house, my family, we get feathers. That's our symbol. And like every time we find a feather, it's like a big ceremonial thing. Look, I got a feather today. Guess what I was doing? Like, and everyone is always excited, and it keeps your vibration up. And the people around you notice. You're happier. Things just become easier. It's we are so ingrained that we have to work hard and that life has to be difficult. That's all we know until we unknow it. and see that you don't have to work that hard. You don't have to work 60 hours a week and you know, give up your family and all your friends. You can work 30 hours a week and have a wonderful life and enjoy far more than you ever were before. It's just amazing. And I just want to keep letting people know that and waking them up and bringing them to this level of, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. And when all the pandemic started, I immediately said, this is not going to be good for the world. People are going to go into panic. And that's when I started Tuesday night live streaming the singing bowls for everyone. I had no idea if it would work. I didn't know anything about technology. I plugged in my iPhone and hoped for the best. And now I can't not
that's
stream
awesome.
It live. so, you know, but that was a place for people to come. And I've connected with people all over the world through that. And here I was, a little, you know, hometown holistic center in upstate New York that we maybe had 5 people come a week to this, and now, you know, hundreds of people a week watch it on Facebook.
Wow.
And they need it, and they thank
Beautiful.
Me, and they're so grateful that it was there, you know. So, you know, those kind of things were just, you know, have been so gratifying. But in the same aspect, when this happened, I was like, I did a sigh of relief when everyone else went into panic. I was like, I feel good right now. I'm glad the world's shutting down. I'm glad things are... But I also tuned out. I didn't watch TV. I didn't let the world come in and penetrate my bubble. I took care of me, and I, you know, I kept in tune with my guides and let them tell me that everything's going to be fine. Just focus on you.
That's brilliant. That's really good. Yeah. Yeah, if anyone...
I rejoiced when the pandemic showed up, honestly. I was like, it's about damn time. Let's get this shit on the road, people. We're getting on that treadmill now, babies.
It was like a catalyst to
get
the change.
Get sent home. See how shitty your life is. Wake up, baby. This is reality, Colin. And it
did. It did.
I mean, you got to really think about it. People had to wake up to some really hard truths about where they were in their life, their relationships. And for me over here, I was like, yay, it's about time. I've been waiting for a long time for this to come. Because humanity needed to be, like, put up against the wall and looked in the eye and said, hey, pay attention to what you're doing to yourself.
Absolutely.
Because what you're doing to yourself, you're doing to everybody else, too.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You're miserable. Look at it. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good. That bed, it's got bad springs in it. It gives you a backache. What are you going to do about it? And that's where we needed to be, because usually we used to do wars with this stuff, and war doesn't work with us anymore. 5D doesn't have war as its engine. That's the difference about 5D reality. War is not its engine. It's not the fuel behind it. Love
Beautiful.
Is, and laughter is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when people are so used to having to fight and struggle and even fight their own mirror image, they look externally for a place to put the blame. And this transitional period has been ripping that off and having to go, no, you really have to look at the ugliness in the mirror because this is what has been created through many generations. And no matter what body you're in now, we are all part of that collective generations that built the pile of poop that we're all sitting on, right? I mean, come on. We all have past lives that were from Native Americans to samurais to, you know, B-1 bombers and Nazis and Jews and you name it. We got it. Man, we've been doing this for a while. But we built the pile of poop. It's really good fertilizer.
Absolutely.
This is the time that we make it fertilizer.
Perfectly.
It can grow some really amazing mushrooms. You know? Why not go with the fungi again? They were great.
Wow. I was just going to say, if you haven't heard Liz's Singing Bowls, it's, you know, an example of how the energy medicines are working for us even more. Like, you don't have to go and take a bunch of pills. You can use energy medicines to balance yourself. And I think people are starting to realize, you know, that we carry a lot of our own health in our hands, in our free will and our choices that we make. And I think we're just discovering, like, the miracles that our bodies are capable of performing. Yeah, and I remember when I listened to Liz's Singing Bowls, I felt the music, I felt the sound in each chakra area. Oh, it's amazing. And all the crystals, people are learning that crystals amplify for us certain frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
As Shannon was saying, you know, looking at the shit and turning it into fertilizer, that's an energy matter. That's a magic. Magic. Isn't that real magic with a K?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what the human body is. When you're looking at all of the components, you know, and the four physical bodies that are combined into this one walking, talking feature, it is a component of all of these elements. So in order to, for everything to balance, the planet, the various frequencies of accessibility and where we take it to and travel and move that energy towards, it all has to be wound together, right, in
mm-hmm.
some way.
Yeah.
For me, I've been doing a lot of Reiki, so putting Reiki in the water, going grocery shopping and doing a little chokure on the vegetable produce aisle, you know, and kind of tossing it out there, you know, and be like, here's a little, you know, why not? People are eating it, they're buying it.
Yeah, that's what Natasha was just referring to as well. Like use your telepathy to help everybody change into that fifth dimensional energy that doesn't contain war or fear or anger or competition. I love the idea of moving from competition.
That.
Yeah, competition to collaboration. Yeah. Right? It's a beautiful shift to make.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, to see people receive you, too, when they're expecting competition and you're like, oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Like, and you give the gratitude to them for and praise them for the job they've done instead of being competitive with them. They're
oh,
like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Because we're so ingrained. Because I recognize a time in my life where everything was a competition. I'm like, I got to do it better. I have to be better. I have, you know, and I'm like, wow, that was so draining and exhausting.
It's that hamster wheel that goes nowhere.
Oh,
and yet
yeah.
you're running like hell. That's just a little beak and go, you know. Where?
Yeah.
And then you finally get off of it and you're like, damn, man, that took a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You run the hamster wheel for a while.
Yeah.
And you become the observer and you end up realizing how exhausting it is to have to keep continuing to put on what they think you need to be or who everybody is anticipating. And it spins. You know, when we look at it and we start realizing this in the self, that's when you really get an opportunity to see how your part is rippling out into the community that you're in.
Okay. Yeah.
And even yourself, you may not, I don't do the crowds. I can't do the big crowds. I can't do the big things. No.
Mm-mm.
So I work from a very secluded perspective, but I send out a really big ripple, you know, and that's the intent of the energy. When you're healing yourself, when you're healing water, earth, any of the elements as well for the planet, but you're wanting that collective to wake up and realize they're connected too. Put it in all of those elements because we live and breathe it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're putting it in the water table, when you're putting it out in the trees, you're putting it out in the grass, this is all creating oxygen. Everybody's got to breathe. You got to walk outside, you know.
Yeah.
And you put that intent out there and you send it in a big ripple. Use your personal power. Use your ability to connect into that universal source energy and make it like Thor's freaking hammer. Why not?
Yeah.
Those that are able to handle it are going to take it and they're going to suck it up and it's going to help them wake up. Those who aren't ready to handle it yet, their teams are going to help them. They're
mm-hmm.
going to get there when they're ready.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
you know, that's a good way to be able to anchor it yourself is, you know, I use a lot of earth element visualizations, thunder, lightning, energy, to be able to send it out into bigger waves. So even if you feel like, you know, I'm just this little person, how can I help 5D or help others awaken or help the planet and all these things, it's all in your intent. We're all superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's good to remember.
Shannon.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, no.
I just wanted to add to what Shannon was saying is that people just don't realize that when they're moving and acting from the heart, they're like 1,000 times more powerful than someone who's being low vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So their energy
is
exponential when it's going around the planet. So they're adding so much healing energy, way more than people who are in the survival mode and who are in a fear state. Because people right now, this is the thing, because things are happening so quickly right now, you can create your reality really fast. So if you catch yourself in a downward spiral with your thoughts or your mood, you need to catch yourself right away, or you're going to be creating things really quickly you don't want to see. So I just wanted to mention that the love is exponential. Because I think sometimes people think, well, look at how much evil there is on the planet. They've already lost. We're just going through the motions.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's good to remember that what we focus on expands for us. So,
exactly.
You know, and then you can, and I know, I think we've all gone through it where we've had to change our thoughts in order to change the world around us. But what Liz was saying, it starts to come in so fast all of a sudden. You start to practice being positive, asking the universe for what we want, not what we don't want. And of course, nobody wants war or famine or, you know, the horrendous situation that's happened in Canada with the Indigenous people. But I think what happens is when, as we heal, the things that need to be healed come up. They're going to keep coming up again during the healing process. Right. So we're on a constant journey of healing, you know, but it deepens what we're going through and we get good at it. It's like doing a skateboard, you know, you keep practicing that energy and it gets easier and easier. And you're manifesting like Tim the Enchanter in the Holy Grail, right? Boom, boom, boom. little whimsy to liven up the party. It's so cute. We really are becoming. And it's magic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add to, it's funny, Shannon used the word ripple because that's been a theme for me this year. Is I'm like, you know, create the ripple, be the drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're just starting on your spiritual journey and you're not sure and you want to, you know, start making steps, just taking those little steps, a little drop creates a ripple, right? So don't worry about how big your ripple is. Just work on you. You know, if that's where you're starting, it's okay. It's still having an effect. It's still going out into the world. And, you know, eventually you'll get to a place where you can be Thor's hammer and you can send it out bigger. Don't be discouraged because you're not there yet, though, because it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen very quickly with just the little steps, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and it's
true.
A collective thing, too. The more, as Natasha was saying, the more people practice it, the more we are lighting up the dark all the time. I was so neat. It was so neat to watch when Mary came into our network. I think that was your first time doing readings and stuff for other people, right? For clients but it was so exciting to watch you just like hit the ground running and so as Mary did, I mean as all of us did, you discover your actual abilities. You become a little more telepathic, you'll find. You're getting messages from the other side, and it might feel like you're going to, it's all coming too fast, and that's why we're asked to slow down during this time. I think part of the problem we've been having is the world's just, there's no time to breathe, you know, it just keeps going. Mm-hmm. So slowing down is actually going to speed us up, if that makes sense. It's contrary, yeah. But it's the truth. Yeah, so becoming the observer. Is that Shannon? Yes. He's the best laugh, my dear. Oh, my goodness. It lights up the whole room.
Well, I was just going to chime in just for, because I kept, whenever all of you were talking about how things are going fast, and Natasha was talking about how it was the energy is going fast, and that is like something that's happening to me. It's been happening to me for years anyway, you know, mm-hmm. for a long, long time. I've noticed it, but for this year especially, I've noticed it even more. It's gotten faster. Like, how, I mean, have you guys noticed it? I mean, it just feels
yeah.
like
yeah.
even faster. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, even right before the show, and this is just a tiny thing, for some reason I was thinking of Yogananda. I don't know why, but he just came into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I got online to do something, and right there was Yogananda. Boom, just like that. And that's just a small thing, but I mean, things like that, and then are happening all the time. And but things like when I think of something, or I, you know, I don't know, it manifests immediately. It's like
yeah.
usually it might take a few days, or maybe a week, or a month. But now what I've noticed is that it's happening like almost immediate, and I'm going, what? Am I going crazy? I mean, that, you know, I keep thinking I must be, this just must be my illness or something. I'm like crazy or something. You know, I'm like going cuckoo. But no, then I'm talking to other people, and same thing's happening to them too. So,
yeah
when you say, Lynn, that we need to slow down, I totally agree, because it's just going so fast. And we need to
mm-hmm.
slow down ourselves, you know,
absolutely.
So that we're safe.
I
think a big part of that is like when Saturn finally went direct, it was like a big bubble burst for a lot of people. And I know it seemed like we went from spring to winter. Like, where did the year go?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
And it's right
yeah.
in that transition that Saturn did that shift of movement from being retrograde to moving direct, and it was like coming out of a deep sleep, almost popping out of this thing. Very, very strange in the energy around us, because it I know for us, you know, we've had these legal things going on, and it was like as soon as that shift happened, man, boom, 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 things were happening, wrapping up, getting cleared. Oh, okay, we're done. Well, you know, where
yeah.
it's been clogged for, you know, 2-3 years, things all of a sudden have shifted, but it also seemed like that time bubble, that compression we were in, popped, and we went from March to November. Oh, where
yeah.
did the year go? You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
And that happens
exactly.
sometimes with the ascension and with the shifts happening right now, because it's like so concentrated at this energy peak that we're having these like zoom, you know, it's kind of like waking up and going zoom. Oh, okay, we're, you know, when you've been driving I used to have to commute for an hour in Santa Barbara.
Ooh.
There'd be times on the drive home that I would, like, miss time, you know.
Yes.
I'd be yeah. like, oh, okay, I'm leaving Goleta, and there's the beach, do-do-do-do-do. Next thing
oh,
I
yeah.
know, I'm, like, landing in Lompoc. Whoa, all right, I didn't even remember the tunnel. When did I get off the exit? How did I get here? You know? Okay,
yeah.
those moments, they're faster right now, and they're, like, bubbles happening. Of little blips of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has a lot to do with the concentrated energy of the shifts of consciousness that are happening. And so it's like those deep breaths that the bubbles
changing
pop
the time.
And go, okay. You know?
Hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's making my brain sort of go, because it's so much to hold, and yet it's so simple at the same time. It's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the best thing, I know, I'm going to, like, get out of the way and let it flow. Like, it's, you know, like going down a river. It's just, you know, where it takes you. But I think fear is a huge thing. You can't fight fear because it just fights back. But I guess I'm not sure if surrender is the right word, because it doesn't mean you become
mm-hmm.
actionless. It doesn't mean you don't do the work involved, but it's also like you just, you know, letting go and letting it take you.
Trusting.
Like, let the, I'm having trouble expressing it verbally, but
trusting.
You know,
I can
trust.
Trust. Trust.
Yeah.
Trust. I could hear.
Yeah, having
way.
Faith in it. Yeah, trusting
mm-hmm.
and having faith
mm-hmm.
in it. Just
yeah,
and
that's
my
what I was told.
Right.
Another
and,
one of my
and,
friends that's a teacher. She did a thing on surrender, and she said, it doesn't mean to give up. It means to give over. So you're
oh,
letting
yeah.
someone else drive the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just, because a huge human factor of fear is control, right? And we're all control. Humans want to control everything. And that's
mm-hmm.
one of the things we have to just let go of the control and trust that the universe is going to take us, you know, let them drive the car, let them be the Uber. We're just riding in the back seat, but we're
absolutely.
Going to get to the same place we want to go.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think it's quite giving them the front seat, because we are the co-creators.
Well,
and by
mm-hmm.
handing them the wheel, that removes our free will of choice. I think it's changing the concept of being the driver of creation versus control.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right now we're in the mentality that the driver is in a control, and we really don't have control, but we are the creator of how we move the vehicle and interact with everything that the vehicle is experiencing and creating. So I think it's part of that is changing the mentality of the human aspect from not needing control, but actually trusting in the energy of creative expression to move the vehicle forward.
Wow.
Where that
well
came
said.
From,
yeah.
I have no freaking clue, but...
You're channeling again.
That was awesome. I love that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you
Roy
and
Adragna, thank you very much for that piece of advice, because he just showed up and went, I'm helping too.
Yeah.
I wanted to chime in also and speak about the repeating number sequences. I'm sure we've all been seeing them, especially now. I've been receiving them like,
mm-hmm.
wow, like 1-11, 12-12, 11-11, 1-2-3, 10-10. You know, it's just like, I am like, wow, you know, and it's just for the callers that are on hold. And, it, you know, it's basically our divine team and, you know, the angels calling out to us and to communicate with us, you know, and there's subtle messages and guidance with these numbers, you know, that they guide us to what we need to focus on. So I just wanted to put it out there also and also say that another thing I've been getting was premonition. I don't know if you guys have been having that, like you know, it's like a dream and it becomes reality. Like exactly my dream, that's how it played out. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's one of them was very scary. It was with my daughter in a car accident. Thank God everyone's okay. But, you know, that was a nightmare. You know, like
a parent would never want to have a nightmare with their child and then have it become a reality, you know, within like 2 days. So it was just really scary. And I was just, I think I stopped those because I was so scared. I was like, am I supposed to be seeing future now? And I was like, okay, I accept it. If that's what I'm supposed to be seeing, it's the future, then I accept it. And I was told, yes, you know, that's part of what. But it was scary, but, you know, that's another thing and trusting. But I was getting so many channelings with, you know, like when I go out on the boardwalk, I got a channeled message from Jesus, and he wanted us to know not to live in fear. So this is the channeled message, just really quickly.
Awesome.
Do not live in fear, dear ones. There is nothing to fear. Let go of the ego and go within. I'll be with you every step of the way. Set aside a few minutes a day to quiet your mind and meditate. I will guide you. We all have a choice whether to stay in 3D or move to 5D. There's only love, not fear. So that's what he wanted to say. And the new earth is coming. And, you know, it's basically us leveling up and stepping into our own power, you know, because we do have the power to ascend, you know, and that was the spiritual guidance I got, you know, as I walk sometimes. Yeah.
Can I chime in just real quickly on that, on that subject?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm not educated on biblical revelations that much, but I'm interested in it very much because I do predictions. That's one of my main things that I like to do, that I have been doing the last 6-7 years. And so the revelations have been interesting to me just recently, actually, because during some of my meditations, I've been hearing about the new earth, and I really don't know much about it except from what Dolores Cannon has talked about. She is really big on this, and I haven't even read her books, and I have her books, and I need to read them, and I'm going to read them. I just haven't yet, but she talks about the new earth. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I've been hearing about the new earth for the last year or two, at least, and so I've been putting posts up on the 5D and new earth and all kinds of stuff, and I don't really even know that much about it. And then all of a sudden, I was watching this show in the morning at 7 a.m. It's Joyce Meyer. She's a preacher lady, and I happen to like her because I think she's been through a lot of stuff and she's overcome quite a bit, and I find her very, very brave. Anyway, she started talking about the new earth, giving biblical quotes on the new earth, and I thought, wait a minute, what's this about? I've never even heard of it before, and I just thought it was kind of interesting that there is information in the Bible about the new earth. And here I've been getting all these premonitions and messages about the new earth for the last couple of years. And so anyway, I just want to say that. And I don't know much about it. I've even talked to family about it. And my brother is very well versed on the Bible. But anyway, he agrees with all that. But I have to, you know, I'm going to have to go and do some research on it because now it's got me all fired up. I want to find out what this all means and what it all is. So it's interesting you talk about that, Mary, and that's all I wanted to say.
That's cool.
And I love that you get the revelations, too. So I guess that's what I was told, that I was going to have those revelations. Like, you know, I guess they're coming in dreams now or nightmares for the two that I've had. Okay. And I won't say no to them. I'll just accept them. But I think, you know,
I get them too in the dreams. Yeah, I get them too.
Yeah,
I get a lot of them.
We could change the outcome of them, you know, to light and send it love, you know, instead of like fearing that it'll come true, just send
right,
it love.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yes, I believe that completely.
Yeah.
That's one.
This is Natasha. I just wanted to add something to what Lynn said. Lynn, you know how you were talking about us releasing fear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wanted to add to that that it's our body, okay, that reacts emotionally and stores emotions, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really intelligent and wisdom to realize that anytime you're reacting to anything, whether it's good or bad, just remember a lot of the time it's not your consciousness reacting, it's your body. Your body is very connected with your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because your actual soul is always at peace.
Good point.
Does that make
very
sense?
Good.
Yeah,
I
everyone?
Love that.
Yes.
Yeah,
totally
you
love
do
that.
That.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like when someone's
yeah.
grieving because they've lost someone, a lot of that grief is actually held in the body because you hugged that person, maybe you fought with them and you laughed with them and you have all these memories. It's so much in your body. So
mm-hmm.
that's why it's really important to dance and to do yoga so you can move those emotions out gently so they don't get stuck
mm-hmm.
and make you sick or stressed out, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to add
yep.
that. And then I wanted to add a paranormal experience that happened on this call a few minutes ago. Like 13 minutes ago, I got kicked out of the call.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called back in. Lynn didn't realize it, so I messaged her. And about a minute before she realized it and let me back in, a man's voice said to me, unmute yourself. Calmly, nice voice. I don't hear voices, you guys. I don't talk to my guides directly. They only talk
mm-hmm.
to me like in my dreams or I get the humming in my ears. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, oh, of course, because all of us are having this like high vibration conversation. I don't know if I heard Ryan's voice or if I heard one of my male guys. I have no idea. Maybe you guys know. I don't know.
Wait.
I
think
Ryan.
It's
Ryan.
Cool. I think it's
Ryan,
think Ryan don't you?
That's
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, my, yeah,
I'm
my
getting Ryan real
Ryan.
Quickly.
Yeah.
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 I feel Ryan
yeah,
for sure.
And he spoke, you guys, I have the headphone in my right ear, and he literally spoke in my right ear, too, when that happened.
Oh, my God.
And he has,
oh my goodness.
He has a very nice calm voice.
Yeah.
You know, you special kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty amazing.
I don't think Natasha can say she doesn't hear voices anymore because clearly you speak unto. So, joy. It's actually cool when you get used to it. It really is.
Right. Like, hopefully no psychiatrists are listening, you guys.
You know what? Remember what Ryan used to always remind us? What other people think of us is none of our business. If they want to think we're crazy, then,
yes.
blah, 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 you know.
Amen.
Oh, I think so.
Through you, I'll be as crazy as I want to be.
Absolutely. No, I think the ascension that we're going through is the best kind of crazy, and it leaves behind all the stuff that makes you sad and bummed. It's like, no, it's a pure, I want to just see if I can find this passage here again, but remembering your soul's path and journeys, the journey has the thoughts and the visions and the feelings are all becoming clearer, and watch everybody's abilities start to just like amp up like crazy. But I'm just reading this like you're hearing messages and downloads when you least expect it. Your third eye
mm-hmm.
is beginning to focus. And the messages are coming in more directly. They're gentle and they're unlike the mind. They're like not the messages of the mind. These are actually coming in for us. And so we're, oh my goodness, did somebody just whisper Ryan? Did
like,
anyone hear
that?
That?
I heard it. I'm like, what was that?
Yeah. Oh no, I think he's, that's hilarious. Oh no, it's, I think we're good, but.
We'll have to listen to the playback because it's probably
yeah.
him on the recording.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I've lost my train of thought, but I think I'm ascending like really rapidly here.
there's one thing. This is Natasha. I wanted to add something here to help people right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
You guys have heard of the book, The Four Agreements?
Yes.
Yes. The what?
Yes.
The Four Agreements?
Yep. Yes.
It's a book. It's a book by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I just wanted the listeners to hear The Four Agreements because I applied this to my life years ago, and then my sister couldn't trigger me anymore. So it's really important. It really sets you free emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is be impeccable with your word. The second one is don't take anything personally.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is don't make assumptions. And the fourth one is always do your best.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, when you apply these and you start living them, your life gets so much more peaceful.
Yes.
Yep.
I just so
and I highly recommend his series of books.
Yeah,
I love that.
There's the Four Agreements. There's also a handbook to the Four Agreements that he put out. There's the Fifth Agreement is a separate book, and there's also the Mastery of Self and the Mastery of Love. His series of books. And they're small books. They're not stressful to read at all. They're not overwhelming. And the one thing I really like about his series on the Four Agreements is they're very easy layman's read. They're not very, heady and psychological and all of this. Even though they are used in many universities in their psychology classes now. But, highly recommend people to scope those out. You can pick them up pretty easy on the used book sites and stores. But there's such wonderful mantras to work with daily. And you're right, Natasha, they do change the energy of how you approach the day, and everything comes down to the intent of the energy and the intent of your emotions. And if you're having a bad day, don't beat yourself up. You're having a bad day and you can't be rainbows and sunshine. There's going to be those days for everybody, whether you're 5D, 3D, or unicorn. Doesn't matter. They happen because you're human, babies. We're human. So, the whole point is they don't want us to beat ourselves up over that because that's part of that emotional exploration. And if you fear it, that's where you hold yourself back, when you just go, it's a bad day, screw this, and I'm going to embrace my emotions where I'm at. You end up finding the day changes and your emotions change because you're not sitting in it and dwelling and fearing it. Instead, you're going, yeah, baby, we're a little sad right now, so what are we sad about? Let's talk about why we're sad. It is not wrong to sit and have a conversation with yourself. Sometimes you can have fabulous conversations. And finding you're answering yourself before you're asking the question, and that's when your spirit team is right there giving you your answers and helping you through the experience. And you end up getting to the other side of it, and you have a fabulous day because you didn't get afraid of what was in front of you. You moved on
Absolutely.
Through it.
Beautiful.
Yep. Very true.
I just posted the books, the series of books on the Sacred Embers page of the group page, so people can go there to look at the different books he's put out. And I did the list through Thrift Books because they're an awesome company and they sell really great stuff for a good price. So hopefully not being all commercial. Yeah. But anyway, all of his books are there and that's wonderful. Oh, beautiful. I'm so glad you brought that up, Natasha.
Thank you.
That is, I love the Four Agreements, and like Shannon mentioned, the Mastery of Life. I just bought that one to read it on the airplane, but the, you know, my flight was so short, I couldn't get to read it. But I really want to read, it's a Toltec guide to personal freedom. So it says the greatest journey you can take is the one within yourself, which is so true. So I can't wait to read it. And just like you guys said, it's such a great read, and it's you can read it in one night, seriously. Like sitting down, I read the Four Agreements in one night and then reread it again. Just because it's such a great read. It's just a reminder of the, you know, what we should do. You know, it's a wisdom book, so it's amazing. So I totally agree.
One fun thing you can try with any of your books that are, you know, spiritual, is just ask for, show me what I need right now. I open the book and almost 100% of the time, exactly what I need at the time comes up in the written word. It's like pulling cards, but using a book, you know, like the King or something. But it's magical. And it's so fabulous. And you'll get your message. And yeah, it's wonderful. Natasha, we're drawing close to the end of our time on air. So did you want to, how did you want to wrap this up? Should we give our information and some info on the shows we do?
Yeah, I think it'd be good if we all say our name and what we do so people can go to our website, sacredembersshow.wixsite.com, to look any of us up if they want more information.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, why don't you lead off and talk about, just also about your fabulous, the energy bracelets and the jewelry that you make. That'd be interesting to share.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you. I do make healing gemstone jewelry, and it's custom. So I make bracelets, necklaces, bookmarks, and rosaries. And also I have an Etsy store, and I make sure there's lots of love and healing in all the pieces I make, and people who are more sensitive do report back to me. They feel the energy. They feel stressed out, so, you know, go look for their bracelet and put it on, and they feel better. I'm also a happiness coach. I also read palms, and I'm an energy healer, and I'm getting really good results with long-haul COVID. So I will mention that. I also have a client right now with ulcerative colitis, and if she's having a bad day, she'll call me for a healing, and, you know, it'll leave again, and she's good for a while.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. Totally awesome.
Yeah, and so that website I mentioned, people can look us all up. We're all on that website, you know, so people can check us all out. Thank you.
You could get them. Yeah. What is your actual, your personal website, Natasha, so people can find you?
Sure. healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com.
Perfect. All right. Jan, how can people find you? And you have a website too, don't you?
They can find me on Facebook, Jan Drake Bakke, on Twitter, Jan Drake Bakke, and, of course, in the Sacred Embers group. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. And I do readings, and a lot of people ask me about predictions and about future stuff, and so I end up doing stuff like that for people, and I love doing it. And I do a lot of health stuff for people, and I'm not a medical intuitive, but since people ask me, I keep doing it. But mostly I deal with animals too. I see spirit animals, and I like giving readings about they're animals. And then one of the biggest things that I do is poetry, and I love writing poetry. It's channeled a lot of it, what I'm trying to do in the future is sell my poems to singers or to anyone who wants to use my poems for whatever, I've had them being used for different places and events, so that's one of the biggest things I do. And I also want to shout out to Constance Lee Scherer. I don't know if I said her name right, but Scherer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she said that I talked to her yesterday, and she said that she would be listening to us tonight. And so, all our love to you, Constance, and also
I've been thinking about her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also hello to all of our other members who weren't able to be on here tonight. We missed you, and we love you. And so, anyway. The end.
Beautiful. Okay, Mary, tell us about your work and where the people can find you. And you also are on one of the shows, weekly shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm one of the hosts of Angel Answers on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., which is tomorrow. We'll be on air. On Blog Talk Radio, and one of the other hosts is DC Love and also Liz Sister, and I'm an intuitive empath, and I connect with the divine masters and do intuitive readings, and I'm also a Reiki healer, and I'm just getting much more, you know, attuned or opened and ascended, I should say, like, to everything. Like, it's just getting so much better. And and thanks to your help, Lynn, you've been a great part of my journey for many, many years. So thank you. You could actually find me at, I have my actual website, at maryhernandez5252.wixsite.com. It's so long. The Angel Within. So it's T-H-E-E, Angel Within. That's actually where I'm, you know, booking with, you know, readings and one or two questions. So that's my website, and that's where they could find me, or through the Sacred Embers.
Beautiful. Excellent. And Liz, how about you? Where can people find you and
well,
all
I
the
never
stuff
remember
you do.
My own web. I never remember my own website, so I always tell them, go to Facebook or Instagram, and you can find me under LizP11Love. And I'm a little bit of everything. I'm a Reiki healer, a card reader, an intuitive. I do meditation coaching, as well as chakra healing and balancing. In spiritual counseling, which is something I thought I wasn't going to do, and I've been pulled back in. So I see people online, you know, virtually and also in person. And I'm actually in the process of opening a holistic center in my home. So I will soon be a holistic center owner.
Wow, cool.
So, lots of wild things happening, but every Wednesday you can find me on Blog Talk on Angel Answers with Mary in DC. And then, of course, on Tuesdays you can watch me live stream the Singing Bowls on Facebook. And the replay is always there if you miss it at the live time. So, you know,
beautiful.
Check it out. I encourage you. Sound healing is such a powerful, powerful tool. And it's,
mm-hmm.
it's really amazing.
It really is. Yeah, I can validate that. I was there and wow, tingle, dingle. Shannon. Sorry, Liz, were you done there? I didn't mean to jump.
Yep, I'm all set. Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, and Shannon, I don't know, is book number two out yet, or are you still?
Oh, no, it's not out yet. I'm writing.
Fantastic.
I'm writing book two. Yeah.
Well, do share all your wonderful works with the listeners, if you would.
Oh, well, thank you, Lynn. So I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator, which pretty much means I'm a medium, I'm an author, past regression hypnotherapist. I help people connect with their teams, connect with their abilities, help their lives become a little bit brighter. My book that is out is called Stones of Wisdom from the Cool Council, which was a 3-year trance channeling project with the Cool Council, including Isa Yeshua. And it's a phenomenal little book about healing your life and about healers on the planet, as well as life planning and why we decided to come be humans walking around down here. So, I do mediumship readings, connecting with spirit guides as well as past loved ones, past lives, whatever your spirit team wants to discuss and bring to the table to help you answer the questions. So that's a little bit of me. And my website is LadyAstral67 at wixsite.com/home, as well as through the Sacred Embers team. It was good to be on air tonight. It's been a little while. I've been off and offline quite a bit, too, from the team, as they've got me writing pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And this is quite the endeavor this time. So it's an emotional journey that's being written, and I'm hoping to publish for November of 2022.
So, oh, fabulous.
I've been in the crunch of writing, so, yeah.
That's very cool. And I'm still reading your wonderful book, your book one, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm still
right.
On book one. Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Shannon, can you share on Facebook, like in our group, so we can get it? I mean, we can order it, the name and the cover, so that we can find it and support, because I would love to read it.
Oh, yes. It's on Kindle and it's in paperback through all of the Amazon worldwide. So it is available. And, in fact, I have a friend who is currently translating it into oh, goodness, I forget which language. But it's going to be coming out in another language that I have no clue about pretty soon. But, yeah.
Hope nothing's lost.
Yeah. But, yes, I'll post that in the group. And you
Perfect.
Can get it through Amazon, or you can get it on through the Kindle. And I'm hoping... once I'm able to hand off book two for editing, that I'll be working on an audio version of the Cool Council's book.
Excellent.
And, that's on my calendar for next year is one of my major projects to do. And I plan to have a couple of different people work on it with me so that the Cool Council's voices will be represented. When Ezra is talking, you'll be hearing a man's voice talking, and when Anne is talking, you'll hear a woman talking. That's my hope and plan for it, for an audio version, for something different, and to really kind of bring the Cool Council to life for people to hear them. And I can't trans-channel it all again for an audio version. That wouldn't quite work. So this is the next best thing.
Wow. That's great. That's going to make it accessible in a lot of ways that some people don't have the patience for reading, so this is going to be brilliant. That'll open it up to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm Excellent. Hoping it's...
And then what's your information?
I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I work as a medium. I use like a little light that I work with, and I use sound, and sort of whatever comes in, it works. And I can be found at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn and on the Sacred Embers website for everyone. Now, again, I'll just give that out. It's sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love, and you can find every single one of us there.
What a ride, you guys. I was so, so happy to work with you all again. We haven't had a coalesced team for a while, but we still got Angel Answers coming, chugging along regularly on Wednesday nights. And Divine cool. Connections will be back, and we do get episodes of The Lighthouse now and then, right? And that's Tina, Shannon, and Natasha with The Lighthouse. And Divine Connections is me for now, and we're hoping that Jessica will be back, and Sue eventually, I hope, will return. But anyway, I think the new year will bring some awesome changes, and December 21st, wow, I think everyone should go and do a little magic that night and do whatever rituals do it for you and make it magical. I don't know if anyone minds if we use our Divine Connections exit music, which is our favorite guy Louis singing about this wonderful world. Is that okay with you guys?
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Of course.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Love you all very much. Thanks for being on, and we'll do this again.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you
wonderful.
All. Love you all.
Love everyone.
Love you.
Bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.